have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hi, this is Apostle Dawn Westbrook. Join me on Shabbat Saturday here at Elation Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we Shabbat the Lord and declare the word of the Lord over your life for this hour. Shalom.
To God, amen. Give me a heart. I don't know if my mic is unmute, but I'm going to continue talking. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this day. I'm very honored to be on this platform. Listen, people of God, I don't come every Saturday just to make noise. Amen. I believe that this is a mandate. And so I take it very seriously because lives are listening, amen, and that are on the broadcast. And we want lives to be touched. So I thank the Lord for what he is doing in this hour. I have a conviction and a commitment, amen, to do the will of him that sent me. So this is your host. Amen. I am Apostle Dawn Westbrook. Glory to God. And I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful. I can't stress that enough. Every opportunity that the Lord allows us to have, every platform that he presents to us, amen. Every time that we have the opportunity to spread the good news, to be a light where there is darkness, to bring hope where there is despair, amen. Particularly in this hour, listen, people, even right now, someone is thinking of killing themselves. Someone is thinking of ending their lives. So understand my passion and my commitment and the angst that is in my soul that the word will go through and that someone will hear and be changed on Shabbat Saturday on today. So again, I am Apostle, hallelujah, Dawn, some call me P.D. Westbrook, amen. But nonetheless, I am a servant of the King, amen. And we were created to worship our God. We were created to lift up our voice to declare and decree a sound, hallelujah, so that what? So that the kingdom of God, let them know, the kingdom of God, not the church, the kingdom of God is at hand. It is nigh thee. Amen. And he's asking those who will come, come and seek him with all of your heart, your soul, and your mind. Listen, I am on 100 because I am on assignment, and this is very real to me, as true as my breathing. Amen. I understand the reason for why we have been apprehended in this hour, people of God, and the hour is short in Jesus' name. So again, we were here. Listen, we were here. We are here. We remain here. Amen. On purpose, on assignment, because we were created, one, to worship our God, to lift up his name, to exalt him, to make him known in everywhere that where there is darkness. Did you know that? We praise him in the beauty of holiness. The word says in Revelation 4:11, you, meaning the Father, are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power. Hallelujah. He created all things, and by his will they exist and were created. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm excited just to have the opportunity to come today and to exclaim and decree the goodness of our God and who he is, to make known his great works, amen, in this world that we live in, so that people can be saved, so that lives can be changed, hallelujah, so that his name will be lifted up. And he said, if you lift up my name, I will draw all men. So we are here, amen, to inspire you, to move you in the realm of the spirit, amen, to open up your eyes, awake out of the slumber, awake out of the slumber, glory to God, awake out of this complacency, hallelujah, awake Zion in the name of Jesus, my God, today. I just want to release a Shabbat on this beautiful Saturday afternoon and decree a Shabbat, hallelujah, for our God, because I believe that there is a shift occurring even right now as I speak, that this is a time of renewal or time of restoration, glory to God, a time of refreshing, a time for your release and for your deliverance, glory to God, hallelujah. So we lift up a resounding hallelujah right now, hallelujah, releasing a sound of frequency, hallelujah, in the atmosphere, people of God. The Lord is nigh thee even now, and it is his desire to show you his kingdom. Amen? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me just come on down because we have a guest here with us today. Woman of God, amen, prophetess Bridget Wilson Gaines is with us on today, and we're very excited, amen, that she took time out of her schedule to be with us. But listen, I have come to Shabbat, my God. If you knew my testimony, you would know why I'm so excited about who he is to me and what he has done. And he is my Father. And he gives you and I the privilege of being called joint heirs, amen, co-laborers, glory to God, and his sons and daughters, hallelujah, heirs of the promise. And he is the one who can be fully trusted, the one that we can lean on, the one who cares about all that concerns us, my God, today. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy name be lifted up, O God. Thy name be lifted up today. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on Shabbat Saturday in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I'm excited again. I want to thank you for tuning in. Amen. On this very special Shabbat Saturday, as I said before, our featured guest on today is none other than Prophetess Bridget Wilson Gaines. Amen. She is a prophetic voice in this season and definitely a woman of God who is also operating in the marketplace. My God, today. People of God, as you well know, there is a great shaking in the heavenly realms. Amen. Ooh. And you and I, we, the body of Christ, hallelujah, have been given the authority and the power to speak and say something, to Shabbat our awesome God as we are doing, and encourage you, our listening audience, on today. Because we know that the Lord is nigh us and he is doing a great work. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So Prophetess Bridget Wilson Gaines, are you here with us on today, woman of God?
Yes, ma'am, I certainly am. God bless you, Apostle Dawn Westbrook.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. I
yes.
thank God for you. I thank God for this opportunity as a servant, hallelujah, to come before the people of God to release a word, a now word, even concerning prayer, which is something of a lifeline for us as born-again believers. Because without prayer, God will not move. Without prayer, we cannot hear what the Father wants for us to have. Without prayer, nations cannot be changed. Lives cannot be transformed. People cannot be healed and delivered and set free. Prayer is the one thing that the body of Christ must do, come on here, in order to provoke heaven to move on our behalf. So this day, hallelujah, we bless the King of Glory. We Shabbat him. We Shabbat him throughout the day. We give him the glory, the praise, and the honor. We thank you, O Father God, for giving us this opportunity to come before your people with thanksgiving in our heart, a praise in our soul, a shout in our feet. We bless your holy name, and we thank you, Father God, that even as I go forth today, that your revelatory word would be released today, that a word of wisdom, a word, O God, that will transform the lives of your people and cause them to shift even in their prayer life, in their communion life with you, O God, in the name of Jesus. We break the power of the enemy off of the minds and the hearts of God's people that will cause blockages where they cannot pray, that will cause blockages where they cannot hear. We cancel out your assignment, every attack, every arrow, every dart, every word curse that has been broken. We break your power off the minds and the hearts of God's people, every mind-binding, mind-blinding spirit, every lying, deceptive spirit. We cancel out your assignment. Therefore, we give you a new assignment to become a part of the footstool of Jesus Christ, for we decree and declare that Jesus is absolutely Lord, and there will be no more blockages throughout the earth realm, throughout the hemisphere, throughout the atmosphere, in the four corner regions of the earth, down to the axis of the earth, where people began to pray, even according to your word, O God, in 2 Chronicles 7:14, that if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will heal the land. The land, hallelujah, Father God, is us. It's not, hallelujah, we are a part of the land. We were made from the earth. We were made from dust, and dust to dust we shall go when it is our time to pass on into the next life. We bless your name, O God, and we thank you for the woman of God, for her heart, for her ability to steer, hallelujah, many into your kingdom, O God, to raise up other leaders, to raise up those in the kingdom, hallelujah, that will be effective, O God, for you, Father. We thank you, Father God, for her life as you continue to blow up on her, O God. But we're saying, Father God, in this season, begin to blow a special anointing and a fire anointing upon the earth realm that will cause a major shift and change in the lives of the people. So many have been battered and abused because of the COVID vaccine or because of the COVID disease or whatever else has been going on because of a loss of income or a loss of people that they love. But I speak the peace of God, the joy of the Lord be your strength today in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, hallelujah, for the wailing women, those that will stay on the front line, those that will stay on the gates, those that will come before you, Father God, to petition heaven on behalf of the world, on behalf of their family, on behalf of their neighborhood, their cities, their countries, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we're calling, Father God, for the heavens to open up for prayers, oh God, for people that are willing to get on their face before you. Hallelujah. In the midnight hour, in the daytime, in the noontime, oh God. Why? Because your word says over in Luke that men ought to always pray and not faint. We bless your name, oh God, and we thank you for it. I ask, Father God, that whatever word you release from my mouth this day will penetrate the ears and the hearts of your people, that a real transformation will take place in their souls, that they will begin to understand this communion that you have blessed us to have with you. Hallelujah, from the earth realm into the heavenly realm, because we are heavenly bound. We are heavenly creatures. We are born again believers that carry your DNA on the inside of us. Therefore, we have the opportunity and the ability to commune with you anywhere we are, oh God. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Let this word permeate, oh God, and shake the heavens and the atmosphere, that your people will be transformed in Jesus' name. We give God the glory for the apostle. We thank God for you, Apostle P.D. Westbrook. We know that many people call you Apostle Don or Apostle P.D. Westbrook, but we give honor to you today. Hallelujah, and we thank God. Now, we've been talking about, and I know you've been ministering about, the wailing women. And so the reason why I believe God uses the women in such a way that he does is because, first of all, we are the sensitive part of God. We are that female part of God. Therefore, we flow a little differently. We are sometimes a little bit more emotional, and we are the ones that take care of our families. We are the ones that nurture our children, that raise the children up. Hallelujah. We are the ones that impart the word of God into the babies that we have, oh God, into others' children, those that perhaps maybe some women haven't been able to conceive a child. Hallelujah. But they have the ability because of the womb that is in her. Hallelujah. To be able to produce other children. And so many of us may not have been called to birth our own children, but we've been called to birth other children in the kingdom of God. So it is vital to understand who we are and what we are about. So today we're going to talk about a couple of things concerning a female, and this also applies to the male. Why? Because in Christ there's neither male nor female. Hallelujah. So this word applies to both the man and the woman. Hallelujah. A strong woman, a strong man works out every day to keep their bodies in shape, but a man or a woman of strength who kneels in prayer and keeps their soul in shape is what is vital in this season, is what God is looking for. Hallelujah, for we are commanded to pray. Even though God knows our needs before we even think or ask for them, I want you to hear me clearly, because the word says over in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things, whatsoever you need, shall be added unto us. Hallelujah. We have to begin to shift our thinking. We have to begin to come out of what we call sometimes the place called Lodabar, the low-level thinking, the doubting, hallelujah, the not trusting of God. I want you to understand that this walk is so different than the walk that you walked all your life. We are so accustomed as human beings, hallelujah, of being led by how we feel. But I'm telling you right now that this walk is different. It is not by how you feel. It's by the Spirit of the living God. We must learn to move out and execute the will of God in our lives, regardless to how we might feel in our mind, in our emotional state, because the word of God is always right and it's true. And it is God says in his word that he is not a man that he should lie. If he spoke it, he shall bring it to pass. So in praying, we pray forth the word of God. We speak the word of God over our life, over our circumstances, over our families. Hallelujah. And God will do the rest. Hallelujah. So we understand, hallelujah, that we've been commanded to pray, even though we might be feeling some type of way, even though it seems that there's a heaviness upon our heart. Perhaps maybe loved ones have gone on to be with the Lord. Perhaps maybe there are hard circumstances that you're dealing with in your life right now, and you don't know how you're going to make it. The Bible says that God will move upon those that believe him. So shall they prosper. What is it that you need God to do for you today? He is saying unto you, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, hallelujah, and I will give you rest. That means you have to come before God. But one thing I have found out in this walk, although it is a blessing to be able to prostrate before the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus, our King and Savior, some of us get on our knees. Some of us prostrate ourselves on the floor, but I found out that my mind, is the throne room of God. Therefore, I have access to him any time and any place. And I'll give an example of this. There were years ago, and I may have shared it before on this line, hallelujah, I don't know, but I know this right here, that God is alive and active, and he will come in and minister to you when you find yourself in trouble, especially when you have a prayer life, a communion life with the living God, hallelujah. But I was about to go into a conference with my new supervisor, hallelujah, and I did not know that there was a conspiracy going on, but because of relationship, because of a prayer life with God, I heard the Holy Spirit speak unto me, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against me in judgment, I shall condemn. I said, God, what are you saying? This is just a meeting. He said, no, it's not just a meeting. It's a conspiracy. And I still did not understand. But because God had comforted me and said to me that it was a conspiracy, I went on into the conference room with this new supervisor. And I did not know that he had an agenda to fire me, to let his friend come in my place. See, I was a black woman in a position, hallelujah, to make a lot of money, and I had just gotten that job, a dream job, I thought, my God, hallelujah. So the man said, we're going to have to let you go. Now, I just started working there about 3-4 weeks before he came, and the supervisor that hired me did not tell me that he was leaving. My God, sometimes God will set you up in the midst of what it looks like something is going wrong. But at any rate, I got fired from that job, and I felt like Job, that the thing that had come upon me has happened because I had a family, a young family at the time. My God. But it was actually a setup. Why? Because God will sometimes, in the midst of your living, in the midst of things that you're going through, he will set you up so everything that happens is not for bad. Why? Because the Bible says that all things work together for our good to them that are called according to Christ Jesus. See, I was a called out one. You are a called out one because you accepted Jesus as Lord of your life. Did not know that it was a setup. But at any rate, for those 30 days, we have prayer at our church at 5 a.m. You best believe I got my happy self on down to the physical building of the church and got on my knees before God, not knowing that God was setting me up to get another job, hallelujah, with a governmental agency that would pay me $30,000 more, hallelujah, a year than the job that I just thought was my dream job. See, what I'm trying to tell you, in the midst of going through some things, in the midst of being told no in one area, or fired in another area, that if you have been one that has been faithful, a tither and a giver and a seed sower, and you've been faithful to your God, there is nothing too hard for God to do. So anyway, I went before that job, hallelujah, and I had to go before a panel of people, hallelujah, and this was a time, hallelujah, in our season and in our history of time where a lot of black people were not, hallelujah, receiving these jobs at this level because the pay was really, really good. Six figures. My God. At any rate, I went before the panel, and they gave me the job. And I blessed the King of Glory because this is the kind of God that we serve. So when we're talking about praying and having a prayer life, we're talking about being able to communicate with God. I want you to hear about a couple of women. Elizabeth, hallelujah, is the mother of John the Baptist. She was married to Zechariah, and she was the cousin of Mary, the mother of Jesus. And in Luke 1, 5 through 80, Mary said Mary was barren at the time. And in that culture which she lived, it was a shame to be a barren woman. But because she was a praying woman, my God, because she was a praying female and was righteous in the eyes of God and was righteous, hallelujah, and obeyed all the Lord's commands and regulations, hallelujah. In verse 6, it says she never became bitter over her barrenness. She trusted God to do with her life whatever he deemed best. This is the type of thing that will happen when you have a life with Christ, when you have a prayer life. You will accept whatever God's will is. The problem, the reason why so many of us struggle in our faith walk, because sometimes we don't want to accept the will of God for our life because maybe perhaps we had another dream or a vision. But I'm here to tell you that God is the one that directs your footsteps. He is the one that directs you. Hallelujah. If your ears are keen and open to hear the voice of the Lord, that only comes through having a prayer life. Even when a warning is needed, God, because you have a prayer life, your mind, your ear, your spirit is already in tune with the Holy Spirit. Therefore, God can prepare you for disasters. God can prepare you for things that are about to come upon you. It is not just for the fivefold gifts. This is for the body of believers. This is for those that trust in the true and living God. This is for those that dare to get on their face before the King of Kings and lay before him in prayer, getting to know him. See, it takes the two things, reading in the Word and studying the Word, being in Bible study, being a part of the ministry that God has placed you in wholeheartedly. But the most important thing is that prayer life, that communion. You can't have a relationship with no one if you do not talk to them. All you would know is something about them, but you will not know them intimately. I'm here to tell you that God, when you're in communion with him, will minister to you even from a television program or a movie that you watch. He will bring revelation and truth unto you. Why? Because he is God, and he will show you great and mighty things. Hallelujah. Because you have developed a prayer life. A prayer life is simply talking to God. It is not, as we've been taught in some of our churches, some get up with great prayer, hallelujah, with words that seem out of this world, with words and ability to pray great prayers. But God is saying the greatest prayer, even in the Bible, hallelujah, was the two words, Jesus wept, hallelujah. That was even a prayer. That was a word, hallelujah. Jesus cried out to God. Even your cry out to God, even your tears is a form of prayer. So come before the Lord with gladness in your heart. Come before the Lord often, as a matter of fact, because we are so undone as human beings. We ought to stay before the Lord at all times. And when we mess up, and what I mean by messing up, sometimes we might think a wrong thought about someone. Sometimes we may not like the way someone treated us. Sometimes we may not like the way your pastor talked to you or another leader approached you, but still we are to walk in the true, unconditional love of God. It is not about our preferences. It is not about our prejudices. God is dealing with me, even when I'm dealing with people that are hard-headed, people that don't want to do what they're supposed to do. God says we are to love them, even though we know there's a better way for them, but they have to make the choice. And God is saying, I want you to see through my eyes and love them unconditionally. This cannot happen, hallelujah, in your own life unless you have a prayer life. Is it easy? No, because people can be difficult and make you angry at times. I'm being real about this thing. Hallelujah, that sometimes we have to have continuous communion with God to keep us in the right mindset, in the right frame of our spirit, in the right frame of our emotional state. And we have to press in through prayer and asking God to help to forgive people that rightfully hurt us, that abuse us, that mishandle us, that do things to us. and even to our family. Hallelujah. The only way you're going to know God is to spend time with him and in his word. You individually, as a human being, are responsible for working out your own soul salvation. Your soul man is the part of you that houses your emotions, your thinking, your thoughts, how you feel. You are responsible for bringing that unto the power of God and allowing him to transform you. But you cannot be transformed if you are not constantly in prayer and in the word of God. This is a lifetime exercise that we will do until the day we give up the ghost. And then we go to the Father, and he says to us, well done, thy good and faithful servant. The only way the oil of God is going to stay upon your life, the power of the Holy Ghost is going to stay upon your life, is when you choose daily. Every single day is a new day. Yesterday is over with. Tomorrow is not here yet. This is the day that we shall rejoice and be glad. This is the day that we shall seek God with our whole heart, with our whole mind. God is always wanting to transform us and shift us. Hallelujah, into dimensions and realms that we have not cannot happen unless you have a sincere prayer life. And I don't mean a 5-minute prayer life. I mean a continuous flow between you and heaven. I found out that I could talk to God even when I was being told off. I found out that I could talk to God when I'm in an environment that is not conducive for me to be in. But I can talk to my Father and tell him how I feel and what I need him to do, because that's the relationship that we have with God. Just like you talk to your best friend and tell them your secrets, God should be your best friend. He should be the one that you go to about everything. And what I'm saying to you is this. Prayer will not only shift you, but it will shift your household. It will shift your neighborhood. It will shift your city, your county, your country, your parish, wherever you live. It will shift the nations. Why? Because when men and women and boys and girls begin to turn to God, it provokes heaven to move on our behalf. Many of us have not really been praying. Many of us have not really been seeking God. We've been so caught up in the moment. I'm speaking to you prophetically now because of the environment and the things that have been going on over in Ukraine and Russia and over in China and different parts of the world, the breakdown of our systems of finances, the gas prices going up, and the food not being so much where we can get the things that we desire to eat and all of that. My God, this is a time and a season where the people of God need to really get on their face before God and ask him to multiply them in every area of our lives. Why? Because I believe there's going to come a time when things are going to be so tied up here in the near future that you may not be able to get out to the store. Remember when the pandemic first hit? There are things that are at play right now, hallelujah, where they're raising the prices of everything, and some of the things are not able to be brought into the stores, hallelujah, because they don't have the gas money possibly, or some other hindrance is taking place because the people have been getting sick. Hallelujah, as soon as they say the pandemic is slowing down, I'm telling you the truth, as a prophet of God, there's another strain that's coming. So we got to get so prayed up and filled up with the power of the Holy Ghost that this virus begins to boomerang off of us and back to every sender that it came from. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the body of Christ. The bottom line is this. Do you know Jesus as Lord and Savior? Every person on the face of this earth is going to die in this earth. Unless God does what he did with Enoch and with Elijah. Not everyone is going to go out that way. Many of us are going to go to heaven by death. We're going to go to be with the Lord. We're going to die in this flesh, but our spirit and our soul, man, will be with the Lord. I want people to be prepared to understand death is not an enemy when you're saved. Death is an enemy when you're unsaved. Death is horrible when you're unsaved, because then you're going to a place of hell where there's nothing but eternal trauma, eternal pain, eternal punishment where you're constantly being tortured day in and day out with no relief and no reprieve. I want people to really think about this. The old preachers used to preach heaven and hell. We need to bring it back even into the body of Christ because so many are going about living their lives haphazardly, maybe talking to God every now and then or showing up to church when they say they can, even though they could make, they don't have an excuse now because we got church online and we got church physically going on. You got somewhere where you can go and hear the word of God because it comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. A prayer life causes you to shift things. A prayer life causes God to be provoked. A prayer life causes the angels of God. You have angels that are assigned to you. A prayer life causes the angels to work on your behalf. A prayer life will cause you to have favor with every person you need favor with. Without a prayer life, nothing will happen. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Therefore, it is our responsibility as born-again believers to stay on the altar, to stay in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. We were talking about Elizabeth, who was barren. And as we talked about her, we saw that God blessed her to conceive a son. And then let's talk about quickly about her first cousin, Mary. And Mary, the mother of Jesus, the wife of Joseph, when the angel came to her to announce that she was to be miraculously pregnant, even though she was not married yet, she trusted God. Why did she trust God in the midst of this horrible situation for her? Because, see, back then it was a sin to be pregnant and not be married. It's not like in these days. You would get ostracized by the people in your community if you came up pregnant and you were not married back then. We condone it these days. In her culture, that would have been brought shame on her and her entire home. Joseph could have legally broken the engagement. Yet Mary remained faithful and willing to serve the Lord no matter what her circumstance looked like. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked upon his humble estate of his servant. For behold, from whom all generations will call me blessed. For who is mighty, hallelujah, has done great things for me." She didn't look at it as a detriment. "And holy is his name, and his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength from his arm. He has scattered the proud of the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance, hallelujah, of mercy as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, to his offspring forever." That is in Luke 41:46 and 45. "But Christ came in her womb. He was placed in her womb, which would change the trajectory of mankind from that time forward." My God, if the woman of God, Mary, had not stood and had not had a prayer life, we would not be sitting here today able to talk about God and able to come boldly unto the throne to be able to worship him, to be able to talk to him at any time, any place. Your mind is where you resonate and talk to God. Your mind is what controls how you feel. Many of us are struggling in our faith walk, not just because of a prayer life, but because we don't understand the nature of things. We don't understand that you don't have to feel anything. Your obedience to God does not require you to feel it. It just requires your obedience. And if the Bible says men ought to always pray, then when you get on your face before God, when you take the time to talk to God, like you eat three meals a day, talk to God three times a day and not just to bless the food. You can learn to talk to God all throughout the day. You can talk to him while you're on your knees. You can talk to him while you're working. You can talk to him while you're driving. It does not stop. Communication with God the Father, and he is listening to your very thoughts. I forget what the script where the scriptures are right now, but in the beginning of the New Testament, Christ was speaking to his disciples, and he said unto them, "I hear your thoughts. Why are you thinking that way?" I want you to understand that your thoughts are not private. Many of us as born-again believers, we think what we think is private and don't nobody hear us. But I'm here to tell you that heaven hears your thoughts. So perhaps maybe you might want to check yourself, as they say in the streets, before you wreck yourself. Why? Because your thoughts resonate. Every word that we speak, every word that we think has a frequency, has a ability to vibrate. And people don't understand that. We're so accustomed, I'm going to just be real with it, of being religious and our ability to serve God, that we need to understand that this is a relationship with God. It's not just about what denomination you belong to or what church you go to physically. I want the people of God to understand that you as an individual are the church, not the building we worship in. That is a place where we come together, as the scripture says, to give God the glory, to worship him, to hear a word that will strengthen us throughout the week. The word comes to strengthen us. The word comes to transform us. The word comes to shift us into place. But it cannot come if you're not listening for it. It cannot come for you to be transformed and changed if you don't have a prayer life. Your prayer life is so vital that if you don't spend time with God, you won't change. Many people are saying, I'm going to church every Sunday. I'm participating in Bible study. I'm going to prayer to choir rehearsal, or I'm going to the praise team rehearsal. But what about your individual prayer life? If you really want things to change in your life, if you really want to see God move and breathe upon you and blow your mind, you need to have your own personal relationship where you talk to God every day, just like you do your friends, your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your dog, your cat, whoever it is. Everybody is talking to somebody every day, even if it's a stranger on the street. God is not a stranger. God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he will bring it to pass. God is always backing us up. He always has us in his bosom. And he's constantly saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Many of us are dealing with anxiety and panic attacks in this season because of events and things that are taking place in the earth realm. But I'm here to tell you, earthen vessels, that you are heavenly vessels as well. You have a dual, hallelujah, a dual assignment and a dual relationship and a dual citizenship. You have a citizenship in the earth, and you have a citizenship in heaven. And as long as you keep seeking God and trusting God and living according to the word of God, you should be a permanent resident of heaven. Hallelujah. Many are called, but few are chosen. Not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, is going to enter into the kingdom of God when he comes back for the church. I have to tell the truth on that. Those with clean hands and a clean heart, those that have been living according to his word. I know they said once saved, always saved. Well, I'm here to tell you that if you decide to backslide and live according to the flesh and the devil, you just might not make it in. We don't want to play with this thing. We want to live it. And I'm telling you, the blessings of the Lord are for each and every one of us that will trust in him. Many of us have had things that have happened in our lifetime, things that we don't want to talk about, from maybe a toddler or a baby, or maybe some atrocities happened to you as a child. Perhaps maybe you were mishandled, misused, abused, or whatever the situation might have been as a child. We end up with soul wound traumas in our life, and sometimes those soul wound traumas keep us locked in a certain mindset, a certain thinking. God wants you to be free. You can be free from every trauma of life. I don't care if it's depression. I don't care if it's oppression. I don't care if it's sickness. The word of God says, if you keep your mind stayed on me, I will give you perfect peace. I am here to tell you as a living witness, God will give you peace. You're listening to a woman that has been in a very deep, depressive state, and a woman that has been hurt in her lifetime. And I had to find my way back to God. And the only way I found my way back to God was through relationship and talking to him. And that's how I began to understand that prayer was not just on my knees, but prayer was my ability to commune with our Father anytime, any place, even while I was getting cussed out and abused. My God. He is a God that will be there for us. He is a God that will direct our footsteps. He is a God that is so concerned about us. But sometimes the things that happen to us are the decisions that we made in life. And we knew we shouldn't have made those decisions, and yet we want God to fix it. Sometimes we just have to make better decisions. And that will come also from developing a prayer life. I've gone through too much hell to keep making the wrong mistakes now. Too old for that now. Don't have time for it. I'm not young like I used to be. And nor do I choose to go back to those years anymore. I give God the glory every day that I do not look like what I've been through. And that's what God wants to do for each and every one of us. He wants to keep us youthful and young and healthy and happy. And that comes from a sincere prayer life. Stay in the Word. I tell people all the time, no prayer life, no power. Word life, no faith. It takes faith to provoke God. It takes faith to move. You have to have faith. Even in natural things, you have to know that you can get up out of that bed and walk. You already know it. You're going to get up and walk. Whatever you know, you're going to do. So you have to spend time with God in His Word. The Word will illuminate. See, if I hadn't have been in the Word when that situation occurred with me years ago, over 30-something years ago, almost 40 years ago now, my God, I would not have heard the Word say that the weapons of your warfare are carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I wouldn't have been able to ask God the question about why was He saying that to me? Why did that word resonate in my spirit had I not had a relationship in prayer? See, this is why prayer is so vital, because prayer can save your life. Prayer can calm you down. Prayer can keep you from becoming depressed. When the enemy wants to come in like a flood, and because of life circumstances, one thing after another, let me tell you something. Just because someone is a prophet, an apostle, they get hit even more so, because the enemy does not want us helping people to be free. The enemy of your soul hates your guts. You are the only creatures that God created in His image and in His likeness. And He's saying unto you, come unto me. You're going to hear me say that. Come unto me and allow me to minister unto you. Allow me to strengthen you. Allow my word to heal you on the inside. Prayer causes inner healing from traumas of childhood and even infancy and things that occurred as we were growing up as teenagers and young adults and older adults. Communion with God will transform you on the inside, where you will begin to be able to experience the joy of the Lord, which is your strength. The joy of the Lord, it carries you on. The joy of the Lord makes you smile and makes life worth living. When you have joy in your soul, when you know that God said that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against you thou shalt condemn, for this is the heritage of the children of the Lord. When you know that the words that might come, that the Bible says that no weapon formed against you, that means words or whatever, can prosper, you best believe God is going to back His word up. He will always back His word up. This is why we pray the word. Sometimes people say, well, I don't know what to pray. Well, get in the book of Psalms. David prayed 150 Psalms, and the one that blessed me the most was when he said, when I made my bed in hell, I found thou art there. If some of you are in a hellish situation right now, I triple dare you to begin to pray your way out. I triple dare you to begin to trust in the living God. I triple dare you to say, yes, Lord, I'm here. I'm coming back to you to serve you with everything I got. Maybe I have some baggage on me. Maybe I have some things that I haven't been doing according to your word, but I need your help today, oh God, to untangle me and to remove the blockages that have been in my life. I decree and declare that those that have been blocked, hindered, hallelujah, lied about, lied upon, lied to, I decree and declare that you will be set free in this season, in this hour, by the power of the Holy Ghost. May the Holy Spirit intervene in your lives right now. May He transform you. Those that have been dealing with depression and oppression, maybe because of family losses due to COVID or other illnesses or just killed or whatever it is, I pray for every family that has had to deal with these things, every family that has had to deal with suicide in their family bloodline. I pray right now that you will be made whole in your mind and in your heart, and that God will comfort you and bring you the peace that you need in this hour. In the name of Jesus, I bless you, O Lord. I thank you, Father God, that you are ministering to the hearts and the minds of your people, that you are giving them the comfort that they need, that you are giving them a word that will shift and transform them this day. They know what they need. You know what they need, O God. So I'm saying to you, Father, bless your people today in the north, the south, the east, and the west, in the four corners of the earth, oh God, every country, every state, those that are at war, those that are about to go to war, Father God. Comfort their hearts. Comfort their children. I decree and declare that deliverance will come throughout the earth, that a revival such as this world has never seen before will be loosed upon this earth in the north, the south, the east, and the west. Every tongue and tribe will begin to decree and declare that Jesus Christ, hallelujah, Yeshua HaMashiach, is our Lord and Savior. We thank you, Father God, for the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus came to wash us. The blood of Jesus came to heal us. The blood of Jesus came to deliver us. Deliver us, oh God, from every entanglement of darkness, hallelujah, every lying spirit that the enemy has spoken into the atmosphere. Let it burn up by the fire from your throne, oh God, every deceptive spirit. Cancel their assignments, oh God, in the north, the south, the east, and the west. Every demonic force that has been attacking the minds and the hearts of your people, causing oppression, depression, witchcraft, seances, whatever it is, spiritism, I break your power in the realm of the spirit. You shall not prevail, for the blood of Jesus compels you to back up. The fire from the throne of God destroys you now. Hallelujah. In the north, the south, the east, and the west, I cancel out the mouths of those enemies that will continue to try to torment the minds and the hearts of God's people. I speak peace over them now in the name of Jesus, in the four corner regions of the earth, down to the axis of the earth, in the stars and the galaxies, oh God, that your people will be set free. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you're canceling out suicidal thoughts, oh God. You're sending it back to the gates of hell, spirits of oppression and depression, frustration. I break your power out of the realm of the spirit now. You shall not prevail against the minds and the hearts of God's people in this season. At this time, we give you a new assignment, and that is to become a part of the footstool of Jesus Christ. We come against generational and bloodline curses that have been operating since the beginning of time down to the seed line of Adam and Eve. We curse it at the very root, oh God. Cause your people to wake up. Cause your people to line up with your word. Cause your people to hear your voice. Hallelujah. Roto-rooter out our ears. Roto-rooter out our guts, oh God. Cause our bellies, oh God, to be purified. Even our minds, the womb of our minds, oh God. Cause the womb of our minds to be delivered. Cause it to be purified by the blood. Let the fire from your throne begin to cleanse. Gut out everything in us that is not like you, oh God. Hallelujah. For you know the flesh. You know how this flesh operates, oh God. So I'm asking you, Father God, to deliver us this day, to heal us, oh God. Hallelujah, even from those that have done us wrong. Help us to let it go and not let it fester in our bodies, that we allow diseases to come in because we refuse to forgive people for things that they said or did to us, for whatever it is, oh God. Help us, oh God, to be free to worship you in the beauty of holiness. Oh God, transform us in this hour. Let us be set free. And I truly come against the spirit of suicide. And I cancel your assignment out of the earth realm, in the four corners of the earth, down to the axis of the earth, and the stars and the galaxies. You shall be silenced in Jesus' name. God, give us back our children, our babies that have been inundated with these video games and bad words and languages through the music that has been pushed to our youth and our children and our young people, oh God. Put a seal around their ears and cover their eyes, that they might begin to see you in the beauty of holiness, O God, that they might begin to look up to you. Show yourself strong, O God, for you are the God of all flesh. And we ask, O God, that you intervene in our lives and that you protect us, Father God, from the forces of darkness. Send out your ministering angels, O God. Hallelujah. We ask that you loose the angels, oh God, to help your people in every tribe and nation and country, that they could be set free. For all of us are dealing with something because of this pandemic, because of life issues, oh God. Help us, oh God, to seek you like never before. Help us, oh God, to turn, hallelujah, from the demonic side to the righteous side, to the holy side, oh God. Help us to make decisions better daily, oh God. Invade our dream lives, Father God. Minister unto us when we're in our subconscious state and we cannot get away. I ask, oh God, that you intervene in the lives of those, Father, that are dealing with the spirit of stubbornness and rebellion. We break that spirit off of them now in the name of Jesus, and we cast it down at your feet, that the fire from your throne might destroy it out of their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you that even as we come together corporately to pray against that Leviathan spirit, oh God, that you will pull down every stronghold of the enemy and submit it to your feet to be destroyed now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for those that have the ability to go into the marketplaces and into the highways and the byways to win souls. Cause us to be soul winners, oh God, in this season. Cause us, oh God, that your will be done in Jesus' name in our lives. And bless the woman of God that hosts this radio show, Shabbat Radio. May you Shabbat the Lord this day and worship him in the beauty of holiness. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Apostle.
Amen, amen, amen. My God, today, Spirit of the living God, hallelujah, our Father, Adonai, oh God, help us to execute this kingdom mandate, Lord God, that men should always pray, and that we should be in a posture, a mindset to pray, Lord God, praying for our nations, our families, and our communities in the name of Jesus. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Please mute your mic. Please mute your mic. Amen. We thank the Lord for what he is doing. Amen. The scripture says in Psalms 91, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from sin, Father God. I acknowledge my sin is ever before me. And against thee, thee only have I sinned and done evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when you judge. Because I was shapen in iniquity and in sin did my mother conceive me. But behold, Father God, I desire truth in the inward parts and in the hidden part of me. Hallelujah. Make known wisdom, Father God. So purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear the joy and gladness. Hallelujah. That bones which were broken, Lord God, may they be rejoicing now. Hide not your face, hallelujah, from my sins, but blot them out, Father God. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. My God, today, Father God, I thank you that this is the posture, hallelujah, that prayer is calling us to, that we would have clean hearts and clean hands and that we may go into your presence, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be restored, hallelujah, the joy of our salvation, that you will uphold us, Father God, with a free spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I know that the word indeed is alive and active, prophetess, amen, and particularly with those who are in communion with him and have a relationship and have a prayer life, accepting the will of God, getting on our face daily, amen, in his presence to be set free by the power of the Holy Spirit. When we read the word, when we study the word, when we have intimate relationship with Father God, according to Psalms 91, it tells us, oh my God, dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Why is it so difficult for the body of Christ now? And you mentioned us having these distractions, my God, today. But it says that we would be delivered. We would be delivered from the snare of the fowler and from the nose and pestilence if we go into the presence of God. If we are in his presence, that means that we are having communion with him. We are communicating with him. He tells us, as you said, woman of God, cry out to him. Oh, this is the question of the hour. Are you crying out to him? How desperate are you to see God do something in your life, in your relationships? I think about the blind man who was the blind Bartimaeus, began to cry out to Jesus, and the people were trying to shut him up and tell him to hold his peace. But he cried out nonetheless all the more, and Jesus heard him and gave him his sight in the name of Jesus. Hezekiah cried out to God when he was sick upon the deathbed. He turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord and wept. We need the wailing women to come and start weeping for our nations. Oh, my God, today. He says, I have seen your tears, is what he said to Hezekiah. Behold, I will heal thee. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, it's giving us the instructions, the blueprint for the hour. Humble ourselves first. Turn from our wicked ways. My God, today I could go on and on. But the only way that we're going to know God is if we're spending time with him and in his word. And that communion, that fellowship with God is the end for which we were created. That he wants to get back the glory that he created, amen, which is us. Epistles read of men, living holy vessels consecrated wholly unto him. We don't want to be just transformed. We want to be transfigured in the name of Jesus. And so we need to change that old mindset and change that paradigm, amen. And as you said, woman of God, he is not a stranger or a man that he should lie, but he is our Father, hallelujah. Listen, people of God, do not doubt what God has said and is saying in this hour. Do not doubt it. Hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Prayer is so key now. It is the key of the day and the lock of the night. Amen. And prayer will keep you. Prayer will guard your heart from the enemy of your soul. And he's telling us to come unto him and allow him to do a inner work, a inner healing, to be transfigured, amen, on the inside. And I believe that this is a season of breakthrough for us if we would heed the word of the Lord. We are at our place of victory, and we receive this word on today, Father God, in this hour. As the woman of God has poured into us, pour it back into her 100-fold. And continue to have that peace and prosperity be within her walls, Father God. Even so, demonstrate your mighty deliverance in this hour, not only to the listeners, but to her and myself, Father God, through the word that has been released, my God, today. Father God, we do shabak you and expect a great move of God in our lives. And we decree and declare that your mighty acts shall come forth and be manifested. Hallelujah. And we thank you, we bless you, we praise you, Father God, for what you are doing even now in the word. Ha, the word has been released, hallelujah, in the ears of the hearers. We shabak you now, Father God, and we thank you. We believe you, Father God, and we take you at your word and know that you will take us from where we are now to where we need to be and fulfill our purpose, our calling, amen, in the name of Jesus. People of God, we bless the Lord on today. We thank you that those that are under the sound of our voices now and later on the rebroadcast, Father God, will also experience a great manifestation of your power and your presence. I feel God. Touch the life and nature of yourself within them, Father God. I thank you that change is taking place now. And I want to say thank you, people of God. Thank you so much. You could have done something else easily, but thank you for stopping by for another Shabbat Saturday. There's so much that I want to say, but because of the hour, I just want to say, Dr. Kimmy Kim, thank you so much for Elation Radio and for this platform. Thank you for all that you're doing for the kingdom of God is nigh us. And listening audience, we pray the Lord will continue to bless you. Continue to enlarge your borders and territories. Thank you. I was going to say Dr. Bridget Wilson Gaines. Amen. Woman of God, great woman of God, thank you for joining us this Shabbat Saturday. And I pray that you will come back and let the Lord use you again. Amen. But everyone, please come back next Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another Shabbat Saturday at this great station, Elation Radio. And again, Dr. Kimmy Kim, our producer, for your example, woman of God, in your heart. May the Lord God continue to use you, great woman of God. Now please close us out. Shalom, everyone. And the Lord bless you and keep you. Shalom.
All these years, how did I make it this far? Through the valleys and over the hills, I know it had to be God. How did I make it through the storm? How How did I make it through the rain? If you want to know just how I got here, it's so easy to explain. It was God's rain. It was God's rain. It was God's rain. It was God's rain. I made it this far. By the rain. How you brought me, how you brought me through the night. Lord, you kept me and you never left me. You stood by my side. There were so many times when I came so close. Oh man, death, he tried to take me in. So the reason I'm here is not hard for me to see. In fact, it's so easy for me to explain. It was God's way. When I strayed away, even though I knew the word, still I would obey. But God's mercy and His grace stay with me and brought me all the way. God's grace, God's grace, God's grace, God's grace, it's amazing grace. Look at me, I made it.